Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Nice job, Mark, sneezing right into the microphone. Welcome to Free Talk Live, the most professional talk radio program.
I don't know why I get blamed for that. You're the one who turned on the mics.
In the world.
It's like a trick.
Yeah. Oh, well, welcome to the show. It's our live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Although, hold your calls about anything, because normally this is the show where you can call in about whatever you want. Hold those for a moment, because we actually have a special guest to start the program out with. It is rare that we do guests on Free Talk Live. Very rare, in fact. But when we do have a guest, it's not uncommon for us to have that person back at some point to kind of see what else is going on in their world, because they were interesting enough to get on once, so that means they're interesting enough to get on again. Mark, who do we have again tonight?
Patrick Byrne. He's the CEO of Overstock.com, but he recently did a speech at the Liberty Forum here in New Hampshire, which we went to. Although the problem with the keynote speeches, he was the keynote for the event. The problem with the keynote speeches is they're going on during dinner when Free Talk Live is on the air, so
it's
we
true.
Generally don't get to hear them. And oftentimes, if it's a big name, they're coming in, they're giving their speech, and they're rolling out, and it can be very difficult to get them on the air. And we just weren't able to coordinate it with Patrick this time. So I asked Patrick to come on and talk to us about what I feel is a very important subject.
Before we do that, let's give a little bit of history, and that is that we've had Patrick on previously. We actually first heard about him as sort of a libertarian CEO. And then later came across him as the first billion-dollar company, I believe, the Overstock.com, to begin accepting Bitcoin, which was a huge milestone for that crypto, the worldwide popular cryptocurrency. So we've had him on a few times. So.
Yeah, I really, I like talking to him. I feel like, he's the CEO I would be if I was competent enough to run a company.
Patrick, welcome.
Well, it's such an honor to be on, sir. Thank you.
But what I wanted to talk to you about today, Patrick, is you're apparently, is it board chairman or chairman of the board for the Friedman Foundation for Economic Choice? Excuse me, Educational Choice?
I am indeed the chairman of the board.
So you gave a really great speech that I had to listen to on video about the choices in education. And I thought that this was phenomenal. So I just want to give our audience some kind of idea of what we talked about. And you did a lot of research there about it. And the first question I want to ask is, what percentage of kids go to government schools?
About 95%.
So about 95%. Does that qualify as a monopoly because everybody has to pay? Or, because I guess some people don't have to pay, like preachers that live in parsonages, they don't have to pay taxes on their houses. So, what, 99% of people, 99 plus percent of people have to pay for public schools, and then 95% of kids go to school, public school.
It's a monopoly. Let me put it this way. If you're a businessman in an industry and you have 30% concentration, there's the Department of Justice has a whole office called the Antitrust Division. They use something called the Herfindahl Index, but it measures concentration. If you get over 25, 30%, you're a monopoly as far as they're concerned.
Wow.
They're monopolistic. So, yes, this is a monopoly.
Apparently, they don't speak Latin. Do they know what mono means? So, these are the people worrying about our education, I suppose. So when you're talking about 95% of kids going to government schools, oftentimes monopolies have a couple of character traits, right? Like they provide poor customer service.
Right. Generally,
the costs are significantly higher in monopolies.
Right. It's the whole point of having monopolies. It's why business guys fight to get monopolies, because once you have a monopoly, and there's other words, there's, oligopoly, and there's things that even if it is only 25-30%, once the market gets this concentrated, let alone 95%, firms start behaving a certain way. They start providing low quality goods and mark jacking up the price, and knowing that you don't have an option. Certainly if a company has 95% market share, you can count on it to do that. Well, that's why the Justice Department has a division to stop it. And so nothing changes about, so those are the features of monopoly. They give lousy, not just service, but lousy quality goods, and they charge high prices. Nothing changes if just because a monopoly has a government, you know, return address on it. It's the nature of monopoly to give inferior products at a high price and extract the difference.
And when you're talking about companies that sort of corner the market, you know, we're using monopoly here in that way, but it's for companies that corner the market, they also kind of go about this prevent defense kind of thing. In college football, they once you run the score up high enough, they used to call it the prevent defense because you didn't want the score to be too high. It was unsportsmanlike.
Right.
So they didn't keep on playing offense, you turned over to a prevent defense and started preventing, just trying to prevent the scoring from happening. So at that point, companies, any organization, kind of goes into a prevent defense phase, and they're trying to prevent people from sort of rising up competing as opposed to really anything else.
Like the taxi cab unions going after Uber, for instance.
Right. The taxi cab unions aren't trying to get more people to take taxi cab rides. They're trying to stop other people from being able to get medallions.
Right. It has a big tool of it is called regulation. You know, regulation, folks on Wall Street, for example, scream about regulation, but the truth is they love regulation because the regulation forecloses new entrants into the field. It's really been a long-standing feature from the first days of regulation that happens. The regulators get captured by the people they're supposed to be looking at, and then they do all these things to prevent new competition entering the field, and it's just like the taxi and limo commissions are doing to Uber.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was just with a limousine driver in Vegas the other day, and we were talking about how he got his license and how he had to jump through all these hoops, all these petty bureaucrats, and he ended up saying, I had to pay him off every single one. I had to pay off all along the way. And that's kind of the function of a taxi and limousine commission. It's just a way of they get a monopoly and they're extracting rent out of it. So there's all this. So anyway, regulation in general is often, although the industry's, you know, kvetch about being regulated, often the real function of the regulator is to prevent new people from coming in and competing with them. And
many times these regulatory bodies are staffed by people who are sort of from the higher-ups of those industries, you know, the companies. Sometimes it'll even be people who are currently you know, working in you know, higher echelons of the companies that are being regulated.
Right. It's a long time. Milton Friedman described it. It's actually his friend Stigler. George Stigler described it in 72. But Milton Friedman described it in Free to Choose. That the first regulator in the world was the Interstate Commerce Commission.
Okay.
And they regulated there, I think it was the 1870s. There were a lot of do-gooders out there saying, oh, we need to regulate the railroads. The railroads are, you know, going to.
Robber barons.
Robber barons. And so and the railroad industry, and in fact, the general counsel of the industry wrote this letter that's quoted in Free to Choose, where he says the wisest course is not to fight this, but to let it happen, and so the public thinks that we're being sort of looked after, and then we'll just infiltrate our people into it, and we'll get control of it, which is just, and what really happens is you go to work, and so they did, and when they took over the trucking industry in the early 30s, they did the same thing. They set rates artificially high. They set the tariffs. You know, even when I was a kid, trucking industry all over America was set. You know, the government set, you know, how much it cost to truck something from Chicago to Dallas. It's crazy. It's like the Soviet Union. And they set those rates artificially high so all the companies in the industry made bank. And then they refused to give new licenses to new people to enter and compete. That's how they regulated. And they learn, and this happens all the time with regulators, you learn if you're a good boy. If you go to work there after law school, you're a good boy, you work 10, 15 years, and that's how you regulate, in scare quotes, then when you leave, there'll be nice jobs for you, you know, million-dollar-a-year jobs for you on with Wall Street law firms, or there'll be good jobs for you in the trucking industry. But if you're a bad boy and you go in and actually, you know, you think your job is actually to protect the public, there aren't any of those jobs. There aren't any, when you leave that regulator, there aren't any board seats waiting for you. And so that's how they capture the regulators. And it's, of course, I mean, I was writing about this 11 years ago regarding Wall Street, and everybody thought it was some sort of crazy conspiracy theory. I think it's now, you know, I've gotten tired. I don't even count the stories anymore about high-level SEC guys who leave and take you know, $1.8 million. One guy left and took $1.8 million salary at a law firm that was defending the people he had just been chasing. So tell me there isn't some quid pro quo.
Oh, God. That is frightening. Patrick, I believe I have you for the full hour, right?
I'm yours.
Excellent.
And the frightening part is it's all legal.
Of course it is.
That is frightening. I want to talk to you more about the situation of education in this country. If you have any questions for Patrick Byrne, the number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Well, Welcome back to Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition continues here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Perhaps you have a question for Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com. We'll continue with him here in a moment. I want to let you know about ProXPN first. You got to protect yourself when you're online. You can't expect someone else to do it for you. At least when I say someone else, I mean your internet service provider. They're probably one of the ones who are invading your privacy. They're likely logging all of the websites you visit, the search terms that you enter, maybe selling that information, handing it over to the government for who knows what purpose. Perhaps there's somebody at that coffee shop you're sitting at with your laptop or your smartphone. Maybe they're sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets to try to acquire personal identifying information, passwords, that sort of thing. If you encrypt your internet connection with ProXPN, then that solves those problems of prying and spying. It's a great level of security that you can add to your life for less than $5 a month when you use our discount code. So here's how you get started. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android, and even Linux. Get started with the software. It's free to get rolling. And then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you use code FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live 50, as in 50% off the price of their annual account. So that's how you get an amazing deal on this. And with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So really, the only thing you have to lose here, if you delay, is your privacy. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started right now. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use code FTL50, which, by the way, you continue getting that 50% off when you're ready to renew after your first year. So they lock in that discount on your account. proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50. As we bring back Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com, who has more than a few opinions about education and the, you know, sort of government monopoly on it here in the United States. It was the thrust of your keynote speech this year at the Liberty Forum, which is the yearly convention that is thrown by the Free State Project. Now, Patrick, I recall you had attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Was this your first or your second Liberty Forum?
I think it was my first Liberty Forum and my first Pork Fest.
Yeah. Okay. So you did Pork Fest in 2014, which is the the outdoor camping festival, and then this year
it's
was
the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Thank you, Mark. And then this year was your first Liberty Forum. Just, you know, before we go on with the education questions, what was your impression of the event this year? Liberty Forum.
Oh, I love it. You know, it's really, you know, an intellectual crowd. It's people who are. It's just nice being with people who have principles, and you know what the principles are, and you can negotiate and or navigate based on, you know, who people are. Gosh, there's whole corners of this world you go to that you don't know who has principles and who doesn't.
Yeah, it is refreshing to be around people who get it when it comes to freedom, and it's nice to be around those folks all the time, and that's why we moved here from Florida as part of the Free State Project. So, Mark, you've got more questions for Patrick about education.
Yeah, I think that you know, one of the things when we talk about government school is probably the first thing that comes to people's mind is how much it costs.
And you know what's funny about that? For all the talk out there, shoot, there's whole websites from the establishment saying we need to spend more.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 blah. You try to find out how much it actually, how much are we spending? I mean, before you decide, do we spend more or not? Let's find out how much we are spending. It takes a little bit of digging to hunt the actual numbers down.
Yeah, oftentimes when you're dealing, we were just talking about, monopolies and or organizations that have sort of cornered the market in some area, and I think it's inarguable that government schools have cornered the market in that way. Now, they compete against themselves geographically, but in order to go to a different government school many times, you have to move your house, and that's a pretty tall order.
Right. And we basically assign kids by zip codes.
Yeah.
You know, what sense does that make? We don't assign people to university by zip code. We created vouchers. People coming back from World War II got these vouchers called the GI Bill, and there's now Pell Grants and other things. Those are basically vouchers. And you go to the university you want, and it will let you in. And guess what? Our university system turned into the envy of the world over a few decades. But for some reason, K through 12, we still assign them by, you know, their street address. It's like, how crazy would it be to assign people to universities by their street address?
Well, it wouldn't be crazy. It'd be socialist or totalitarian, perhaps. You know, the idea is it's basically just put together around school buses. How much do they pay? How much do we pay per student for government school?
It's $16,000 per year per student in America. There's 50 million kids. We're spending $800 billion. If you take the federal, state, local level, it's, and this is all from federal, you know, data, and I backed it all up in citations in the speech. So it comes to $16,000 per student.
Now, they hide money in different places. Like, a lot of people say, well, it's not that much where I live.
Is that a record high? I'm sorry to interrupt. Is that a record? Do you know?
Yes, it goes up about 4 to 6% a year. This crowd has been following this now for about 15 years, and it just goes up.
So the educational quality must be going up 4 to 6% a year, right? Kids are getting smarter, aren't they?
Hardly. It goes down. We're now at a 30 OECD countries, which is to say there are about 30 industrialized countries in the world. We rank about 25th, 26th now. Our 16-year-olds do. We actually do pretty well when they're very young. We rank higher. And then the older they get, the dumber they get lower achievement.
Less interested, I think, is what it is. The less interested they are in the system of education because, you know, you start with the wide-eyed, excited to learn.
I used to love school.
Yeah, young person, elementary schooler getting in. And then, you know, over the years, the love of learning just gets punished and beaten out of them.
I don't know what it is that that does it, but it seems to be near universal for government school students and even private schools. I think that that sort of institutional conversation reaches out even farther than that.
Well, I know what it is. There's no competition. It's a seller's market. You don't really get any choice. And, you know, so you're served like the Soviet Union. You get a certain number of, you know, you got some government mandarin somewhere deciding how many green trousers and blue trousers to make. It isn't based on the choices of the people. And so you get this, you know, you get slop as served to you. It's just, the nature of monopoly.
How do government schools do against private schools in similar geographic areas?
Well, it's not always so clear-cut, but I can tell you people in voucher programs who take part in school choice programs do amazingly well. There's the data is in. The debate is over on that. There have been 12 studies published in peer-reviewed academic journals, so we can trust them. Haha. But I mean, we can, as if we can trust everything published in academic. No, I can trust. I trust these articles. 12 of them, professors, Patrick Wolf in Arkansas, a wonderful woman out at Hoover at Stanford, was at Harvard. I'm blocking on her name for a second. And they show incontrovertibly to a 95% confidence level. I think 10 out of 12 or 11 out of 12 showed a 95% confidence level. People who take part in vouchers have achieved significantly better. So it used to be that when in the early days of vouchers and school choice, people would say, oh, well, yeah, but the students whose parents want them to go and get vouchers, they're more motivated and so forth, so that doesn't tell you anything. So, but those days are over, because for 15 years there have been, every time a voucher position opens up, a scholarship opens up, about 8 kids apply for it. So now you can control for that. You can do what's the gold standard in social research, that it's, you know, 8 kids applied for the slot, 7 didn't get it, 1 did. Now let's look how the 1 did versus
Patrick,
the 7.
Hold that thought for us. We're going to come back with more. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can bring up anything, but you're going to have to wait to do that until we're done talking with Patrick Byrne. If you would like, however, to talk to Patrick, you are welcome to call in at 855-450-FREE. The discussion we're having with him is all about education. He's done a lot of research on the topic, and so if you've got any questions in that realm, you're welcome to jump into the discussion. 855-450-FREE is the number. We can also take Skype, because Patrick is not on Skype, so therefore Skype is available at Skype username lrn.fm.
Dr. Patrick Byrne is also the CEO of Overstock.com, and Overstock.com is one of the largest companies in the world to accept Bitcoin for purchases directly. You go right there, and you can purchase right on the website at Overstock.com and buy whatever you need with Bitcoins. Now, if you don't have any Bitcoins, you can go to ExpressCoin.com. They've got all kinds of cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dashcoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so you can do business with them whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They make it easy for you. You just go to start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it with a money order or a check. ExpressCoin.com, you can even do it from your smartphone with their app. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and you can get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice, Bitcoin or whatever it might be, with no fee at all. So it's expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. TL.
All right, let's bring Patrick back on the line here. And I do, when we're kind of done with the educational topic, and I know you may have some more questions, Mark, plus we've got a call on the line for Patrick. But I do want to come back and ask Patrick to kind of give us a one-year retrospective a little bit later on his experience over at Overstock accepting Bitcoin, sort of looking back. Because I know it's been, like a year and 2 months or something like that, Patrick?
Exactly, yeah. It was January 9th last year.
All right, so we'll come back to that discussion here. But, Mark, before we go on here, do you have another question you want to throw out before we get to our call, or should we just jump right into?
Let's take Carl.
All right, let's go to Carl. He is on the line, and I didn't ask Carl where he was. Carl, where are you at tonight? Carl,
I'm from Cleveland.
Hey there, welcome. You're on with Patrick Byrne.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. My question for Dr. Byrne was, I just want to take a step back and ask him what he feels as though, the general, the ultimate purpose of education is. Now, the reason why I ask is, is it job training? Are we, is education trying to give people skills, for jobs? Or is it like a general skill base? And the reason why I ask that is that I feel as though a lot of education has become, completely impractical. And becomes like just, a hodgepodge of trivia. So
completely, what did you call it, sir? Completely imperceptible.
I'm sorry, say again.
He said impractical.
You said
impractical. Okay, thanks. Sorry, there was the cut out a moment. Well, sir, I think. My thoughts on what the ultimate purpose of education is, if I were to take a sort of civilizational perspective, it's to increase human capital. It's to pass on human capital so each new generation doesn't have to start from scratch learning. So to me, the most effective mechanism is the one that does that. However, I think the real way to respond is the purpose of education is what each individual wants the purpose of their education to be. And for a lot of people, that is going to be to acquire a skill set that lets them get a good job, get ahead, give their children a better life than they got, et cetera. For some people, it isn't. I did a doctorate in philosophy. I wanted to sort of understand man's place in the universe. I didn't anticipate it was going to have a whole lot of, it was going to increase my employability. But I did it because I was curious. And there's some people who want to do that. My concern for society, to your point that a lot of the education is impractical, I think there are, there's a lot of higher education going on in universities that people are taking out huge amounts of debt for, $1 trillion of student loan debt, that they don't understand there's not going to be the payback that they anticipated or that there was in my generation. If you're studying, I don't want to disparage any particular field, but there are some fields that, you can probably take a guess what I'm talking about. There are just some fields, some people call them grudge studies. And people get out of the grudge studies, I'm not sure they've actually acquired any skills. And I'm not talking about knowing how to turn widgets, but even they don't seem terribly well. There's a reason in my generation, kids got out of college, and for every graduate, it seemed there were four or five job offers. It was not everyone got a job offer. Now it's like kids get out of college, and about one out of every four or five of them seem to have a job. And it's very normal to spend your 20s living in your parents' home and stuff. Nothing wrong with that if that's the life you choose. But if you're doing that because you went to college thinking you were getting one thing, something that was going to actually give you skills and make you employable, and instead you got to study, other things and learn what seems to be, in my experience, more some people being trained what to think than how to think, then you're not really that employable. And you should know that before you accumulate that $200,000 of student debt.
Carl, any other thoughts?
No, that was a great answer.
Very good.
I think you were talking about the disillusionment of a lot of students, and I think a lot of it has to do with people don't really – they sit in class, and I'm a college graduate as well. So I've been through it, but I think it just seems like a lot of make work, just a bunch of teachers standing in front of you and just taking up a lot of years and years of your life.
I definitely saw that in college as well. Thank you, Carl, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And I'll add one more thing on for Carl. Milton Friedman used to say the industry that had the least innovation that you could think of was education. That if somebody came from 200 years ago and saw a picture of a classroom today, they would know just what they were looking at. Very few other jobs have that feature. However, the revolution in online education, and there's all kinds of revolutions actually going on in education that could well change that. And if they're not going to tend to their business model, if they're not going to disrupt their own business model, someone else is going to, it seems to be doing it for them.
Very good. Actually, my son is a sort of homeschooled, sort of unschooled, and you know, we do most of our education over the internet because, well, that's where all the information is. If you wanted to study something today as an adult, it's unlikely you're going to go back to university to do it. It's much more likely you're going to spend time researching it on the internet. And that's
sort of Udemy. There's a Udemy.com. You can, you know, you don't get certificates of attendance with it, but you can get all kinds of private skill education in a place in that online university.
So we were talking about the cost of education per student, and I think that this is, in many cases, it's been leveled, right? Like, it's leveled that the accusation that government schools are basically the worst education in a given geographic area and the highest cost when they're compared to the other forms of education for kids in that particular area. Do you find anything to disagree with in that statement?
Oh, not at all. And also, it's pretty, last time I checked, it's pretty much a myth that, like, the education, the dollar spent per child in poor areas. To be honest, there was a slight difference. The middle class schools had slightly less being spent per child than both wealthy and high income and low income. Last I checked, which admittedly was 5 or 6 years ago, but in any case, it's all quite close. There's all sorts of ways that the funds get leveled. So it's really not about massive disparities in the amount that's being spent per student.
Yeah, it seems like there's this organization. I don't know what the organization is, but there's a group of people that seem to want to keep our kids going to the worst school in town and make sure that we all fund it.
Right, and in many cases, some of those folks wouldn't let their own children walk across their school campus. In L.A., the East L.A., there's a school that your chances of getting out on time with an average skill set are lower than they are of sometime in your high school career getting mugged, raped, shot, you know, knifed, etc. So these are dangerous places. They wouldn't let their own kids walk across them, but they say, no, you can't. They say to them, you can't leave.
All right, Patrick, stand by. We're going to bring him back for one more segment, and if you've got a question for him, he's here with us, 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number, or Skype us at username lrn.fm. We're on the way.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live on the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll be opening up the phones for anyone with any topic here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number if you've got a last-minute question for Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com. He also has done quite a bit of research on the topic of education, which has been the bulk of what we've discussed tonight. I wanted to get in. Mark?
Well, he's the chairman of the board of the Friedman Foundation for Educational Choice.
And, excellent. Yeah. So I want to get into anybody else with questions here in a moment, but I do want to make sure Patrick has a chance to answer my question about 1 year, just over a year now. Overstock.com has been accepting Bitcoin, made big headlines a year ago when this happened because it was the first billion-dollar company to begin accepting Bitcoin. And, you know, since then, other companies like Dell Computer and Wikipedia have jumped on board the Bitcoin train. Was it a good decision, Patrick, looking back?
Oh, no question, no question. We were the first billion-dollar company. Actually, this year we'll do pretty close to $2 billion, I think. God willing, the creek don't rise. But we're the first billion-dollar company, first $100 million, first $10 million company. I think we may have been the first million. I think that there were some coffee shops somewhere that might do $1 million of business who had just started taking it. So we like to think that we saved them about 4 or 5 years at the rate they're growing, about 4 or 5 years in the revolution. And, yeah, it was worth it. We didn't have as much. I thought that we might have $6 to $8 million in sales anyway. And for moments I dreamed of, for a little while, I dreamed it might be over 10, but actually it ended up being about $3 million. And the reason is it's not used internationally and even domestically. What's happening is people are buying it and hoarding it. They're not using it enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell folks is that if you want Bitcoin to be successful, you know, you might see it as a commodity, a virtual commodity, but you're going to need to use it. And that means spending the Bitcoins you have and then go buying some more, like ExpressCoin.com.
Well, I know, Patrick, when we talked to you, I think it was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, asking you, you know, how things were going. You had said that there were a lot of new customers that had not ever bought on Overstock before. Did that sort of pan out for the rest of the year as well, to where?
Absolutely, and that's true. And, yeah, I don't mean to, you know, I'm pleased, and $3 million is $3 million.
Yeah.
You know, nice. We get a lot of new customers out of it. And we're really the sort of, I've heard that we've become kind of part of the Bitcoin culture in the sense of when people first get their mom on Bitcoin, they first take
it.
I'm very glad I did it. No question, I'm glad I did it. I just wish that people made who were behind it, it isn't enough to just buy and hold it. You got to start using it.
Yeah, well, that's what I found in my household is essentially I don't make the decisions on who buys the housewares and things like that generally. But when Overstock switched over, I'm like, I told my wife essentially, whatever it is we need, go get it at Overstock instead of wherever it is that you go get it, because I wanted to sort of reward the company, and so we've done that.
So, you know, just as an observation, then we'll get right back into folks' calls. You know, obviously there's, Gresham's Law that says that people are going to hold on to the good money and spend the bad money.
Right.
So there's a real incentive to hold Bitcoin because it's better money than the U.S. dollar from so many different aspects. So, you know, a suggestion, of course, is that people would be more likely to spend Bitcoin if they were incentivized to do so. And maybe one way that that major companies could incentivize people is to sort of, you know, get people like 2% or 3% off or whatever the credit card fee, you know, would normally be to say, oh, you know, here's a reason to use Bitcoin beyond just the fact that it's cool and neat and new, that, you know, you actually get a discount for it. It's just a suggestion.
That's a great suggestion. You know, we actually do give 4% of all Bitcoin sales we give to various foundations that promote Bitcoin. Maybe we should shift it to giving it to, you know, 2% to them and 2% to customers.
Yeah, the only concern I guess I would have about that would be, would the credit card companies claim you're violating their terms of service? Because I know sometimes they say that, you know, like to gas stations, that they can't give a cash price if they accept credit cards and give somebody a break on a cash price.
We can give rewards. We can always give rewards. And we have a good rewards program. So we could do that. We could. I'll give that some thought.
There you go.
This was worth the hour for me.
All right, cool. I'll take that as a compliment. Let's go on with some folks with questions here for you. Richard's in Austin, Texas. Richard, you're on with Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com.
And thanks for taking my call. I had a quick question for you. Over the years, I've listened to a lady by the name of Charlotte Thompson Isherby. She was the former head of the education department during the Reagan administration.
Yes, that's who, is that who I was referring to, the woman out at Hoover now? Hoxby? Carolyn Hoxby?
No, Charlotte Thompson Isherby.
I'm sorry. No, I don't know her.
She wrote a very detailed book. They say it's, I haven't seen the actual book, but they say it's about as fat as a phone book. And she details how the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, and a bunch of other foundations got together and put millions of dollars behind what she determined as to be the deliberate dumbing down of America, which meant they basically systematically wanted to turn the school systems into just basically turnstile type, you know, keep graduating the students and moving them on out to society, but never giving them any real skills, never really giving them any ways of really learning the lesson plans.
Good workers.
Yeah, they want to turn them into worker drones, effectively. Thanks, Richard, for the call. Your comments,
thank you,
Patrick.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. Great point. I don't think that, unfortunately, you can't dummy people down and make them good workers today.
Mm.
Maybe you could 100 years ago. Absolutely, the history of the government school system is embedded in something called the Know-Nothing Movement, which was an anti-immigrant, anti-Catholic, anti-Jewish movement that it basically saw these sort of lower-class people washing up from the shores of Europe, and they're not really American, and we have to indoctrinate them. So they started off largely as a system of social indoctrination. They've kept that function, and they're absolutely a key part of the group, of the strategy of groupism and statism. You need this mechanism to continuously induct new entrants into the game. And that's why you have this strange phenomenon, and that is, even though it is so documentable what the government school system does by way of harm to the poor, the poorest people in our society, they will not budge in their opposition. As Milton Friedman used to say, the Democratic Party, and I'm a small R Republican. I'm not a member of the Republican Party, but I'm an equal opportunity abuser here. But if the Democratic Party always holds itself out as the champion of the poor and the underprivileged, but on the one issue that would matter the most, the poor people and minorities and such, it would be getting school choice. On that one issue, they're on absolutely the wrong side. It's the civil rights issue of the 21st century in my mind. This is like dealing with people who are like pre-1960s who are against civil rights, dealing with people who are against school choice. It is the civil rights issue of our era.
You know, oftentimes you'll find people attempting to say that you're anti-education, you're anti-intelligence, you're anti-logic if for some reason you're against the government school system the way it has been for about 100 years. And it's just, it's so frustrating. There are a myriad of ways to make it more efficient, even somewhat more efficient. I would say the free market is the best option. But, you know, even if you just go to something like vouchers or a variety of other options, you're going to see leaps and bounds in education. But they don't want to do that. They want to see America continue to slide down the scales. And I think that's probably the question they're going to have is, why do other countries have socialist indoctrination centers and they continue to do better than the United States?
Well, for one thing, you'd be surprised how some other places like Sweden actually do have a voucher system and how it works. But, put it this way, it's been documented that for every year in a voucher program, black kids advance 2 years. There's basically, by the time they get out of high school, a four-year educational gap in achievement. But if you put them in voucher programs, they close 2 years for every year in the program. You put them in for 2 or 3 years, they've caught up. So that means that this entire underperformance in black educational achievement is completely man-made. It's completely a function of the current government. And it's, to me, the people who are, you know, Bush called it the soft bigotry of low expectations. The people who don't understand, this is not how it has to be. This can totally be fixed. There's a program in D.C. that has like a 93% parental, satisfaction rate, far high. The kids go on to college. It can work. We can solve these issues overnight. But the party that holds itself out as the champion of the poor and the minorities is dead set against it.
Patrick, question for you. I know that Mark booked you only for an hour here.
We do
have a couple more people with questions for you, so I wanted to see if you'd hang for a little bit.
I'll hang as long as you have questions.
All right, cool.
I'd love to hear from more people.
So if you are...
you don't know what you just said.
Be careful.
And I'm not guaranteeing these questions. Isn't it true that Overstock tortures bunnies on Easter?
Oh, we found out.
Stand by, Patrick. We're going to bring you back here. In hour number two on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, if you are on hold, do hang, because Patrick is hanging for you. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. We will continue here in moments with Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.